All right, guys, we have but one more story. This fella, Nerdalogs Emeritus, awesome friend, metal lover. I really think you and Jim would get along super well. I actually, Jim, a long time ago, I posted on your Facebook wall the first story that this fella ever told, because it was about loving Andrew Lloyd Webber and heavy metal, and it reminded me a lot of you. This is Andrew Bentley.
I want to say I'm keeping very close track, and right now, if we count all the hosts as well, we have one more person standing than sitting. So I'm going to tie things up here.
Oh, shit.
Andrew Bentley, master producer.
Yeah. All right. How do we account for a lost year? I don't mean how do we explain the time, the myriad ways we wasted are usually painfully obvious. I mean literally, on a ledger of credits and debits, how do we weigh whether a loss has even occurred? How do we delineate red from black and determine whether net gain has outstripped our investment of heartbeats, the wear and tear on our precious carbon chains? The typically optimistic response would be that no year is wasted, but there's an underlying nihilism in that, and the implication that our lives have no goal or purpose beyond mere continuation. If a year can be worthwhile, the opposite is true. Jonathan Larson would have me believe that you measure in love, but then he died the night before Rent premiered, so he never really got the chance to measure in $280 million, which might have altered his perspective somewhat. Still, if we take his advice, I've done well in 2014. I found love this year in a way not only unprecedented in my life, but frankly, beyond any expectation I've allowed myself in over a decade. I'm also poorer, skinnier, and more frightened. I've lost my health insurance and gained a roommate, and fallen out of touch with any friends I knew within the context of bars or brunch or any activity requiring a principal investment. So, if we measure in security or health or how easily we fall asleep at night, 2014 has not only been wasted but actively detrimental. So we can measure in freedom. When I quit my full-time job at the beginning of this year, I was liberated from a schedule that was becoming debilitating, stifling, oppressive. But the income, even if I didn't want to admit it, afforded me a level of improvisation in my free time which has been lost to me. Though I have more hours to fill, I have fewer options regarding that with which I fill them. Freedom, ironically, has been a trap. Or maybe it's our career. As individuals, it's up to us to set our life goals and pursue them, and thereby measure the worth of the last 12 months, but is success that linear? So rarely is destiny forged by incremental gains. By luck or providence, most breakouts come from a single explosive event, and sure, the game is being there, the right time, the right place, but how do you perceive that without the vantage of ultimate hindsight? Maybe 20 years from now, you know, I could point to what the best decisions were, but for now, it's impossible. What I'm saying is, maybe we should measure in fantasy football. Specifically, our college leagues and not our work leagues where we got tricked into trading Alfred Morris for Michael Vick and Nick Foles' injury left us with only Joe Flacco as our quarterback and Joe Gennaro beat us into the playoffs because he won our same game by 0.1 points. I mean, come on. Yeah. That's the ticket. I'm going to use my college league, and I'll just check here. I mean, oh, I'm in first place. Okay. Well, gosh, there we go. Here's a convenient piece of quantifiable data, culminating coincidentally with the end of the calendar year, which allows me to rank myself against a cohort of my peers from similar educational and socioeconomic backgrounds. No handicaps here, no siree. And we can extract usable information from here on our strengths. For instance, this week I picked up the Rams defense because they're playing the Skins, proving both my foresight and my willingness, even as a DC native, to value the big picture over petty pardon the implications, tribalism. I was the first in my league to recognize Ronnie Hillman's worth and perfectly fine with letting him go after he horribly injured himself in the pursuit of our entertainment during a game I didn't actually watch. All of which proves something. I defeated my early game losses in the rematch. Adaptability. I picked up noted rapist Ben Roethlisberger when he started doing well. Forgiveness. I don't know whether Randall Cobb is black or white. Egalitarianism. I do acknowledge it's probably one of those two. Pragmatism. And Justin Forsett has made 7 touchdowns this season, which proves I'm not a fundamentally rudderless vessel adrift on a sea of competing ambitions and conflicting loyalties, haunted by the specters not only of my past embarrassments, but of potential and future failures undoubtedly yet to come. Oh, pardon me, 8 touchdowns. So, belabored as it may now be, my point is I have no idea what to think of 2014. I avoid thinking of it really in the gestalt. For the very first time this year, I've been focusing on the now and not the future. And that may very well have been a huge mistake. And as someone who can't even play straight through a computer RPG with one character at a time, who has to try a little bit of everything, thief, mage, fighter, planning the next playthrough I'll never finish, even while I'm grinding away at this one, the idea that I may have wasted my one and only 2014 is terrifying to me. It stirs me and shakes me and pins me in place all at once, like a paint mixer at Home Depot. So, how do I know? Do I find solace in the idea that a year is an abstract concept and solar orbit is a pretty meaningless way to mark my progress as a human being? Okay. But if we're throwing open the doors, then I'm taking on the responsibility of thinking about 2013 as well, and 2012, and that time in 7th grade when I pinned Michael Shukis underneath the rolling chair while the teacher was out of the room because he was one of the only people less cool than me. And some of the other terrible things that I've heard or seen or said or done, are they still relevant? Can I leave them behind yet? Maybe the point of a year is that it ends. I can look at 2014, and I can take those few things that were worthwhile, and I can hold on to them. And the rest can go the way of my fantasy football team after I inevitably lose in the playoffs, just like every other year. And on January 1st, 2015, I'll still be here, and so will my problems. But so will all the things I brought with me. And I shouldn't ignore that. So maybe I was wrong at the very beginning. Maybe we do not account for a year, or maybe we do account for a year by explaining it. If we can do that, not just describe it, but honestly explain it, then while it might be wasted, it's never useless. And if I have no useless years, I think I can be happy with that. That and a sandwich. Thank you.
Hey, Andrew. How about those bookends, man? James and Andrew giving us shit to think about.
You're on the deck.